It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is time for the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Want to welcome a new sponsor here, the fabulous folks at the Beverage People, Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters since 1980. They invite beer geeks and home brewers alike to join their Fermenters Community Membership Program. The membership program offers the best deals and high-level support from their staff. You can get an automatic 10% discount on purchases and 10% in score credit. Let's go with store credit. How about discounts at local favorite breweries for beer, food, and merchandise? Nice. Bear Republic, Grav South Brew Company, Woodfour, and a lot more. Go to their website for more details. It's beveragepeople.com. Sign up today. They're on Piner Road in Santa Rosa. Great folks. They were just in not very long ago.
Yes, yeah. And they do wine and
everything.
Cider, everything.
Cheese making,
whatever you want.
All the materials and classes.
I have to put in the plug that they'll give you a homebrew recipe for Henhouse Brewing Company's Stoked, which is a very, very delicious beer.
That is nice. Colin from Henhouse. Good to see you, man.
Oh, good to see you as well. Thank you for having me on.
Henhouse. Iconic now. It is. You guys are
I'll
huge.
Take the compliment.
When did Henhouse begin all this?
So we sold our first beer January 24th, 2012. So we're coming up on 8 years now.
Wow. That's so cool. I remember when you guys first started and like you guys are like, I see you guys in San Francisco, like all over the place.
You know, it's been a really good couple of years. It's funny. The last time I was on this show, Mark wasn't here and I'm super self-conscious about feeling like we've been around or done anything sitting across the table from Mark Carpenter.
I know, right?
But
Andy's drinking your beer, not just like no pressure.
By the way, this beer we're drinking of his is Mattress Mafia, and I understand it's a new beer that's out, and it is delicious.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's just killer. It's got a great hop flavor. It's not over the top on hops, and it's just a wonderful hop aroma and flavor.
And one of the greatest labels, or one of the greatest looking cans ever.
I think Henhouse has some great names for their beers, and this one is right up there. And the artwork is just fabulous. If you're a chicken fan,
it's a gigantic hen dressed up as a mafia guy, and it's called Mattress Mafia. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely,
that must be a rooster.
No, you're right.
Where does that name come from?
It's always the hen.
Oh, is it a hen?
It is a hen.
Okay, you're right.
She's our mascot. She's on all the labels. She's got the spats in this one, which is really fun. It's that classic.
The fedora.
Yeah, mafioso
looks like a mafia.
Look.
Mattresses
mafia
with money coming out of them.
There's a lot of money on that label. So we just released that.
Let's talk about that because we were talking about it off air, and I find it hilarious how you came up with this name.
So, dear listeners, have you ever noticed there are too many mattress stores? The average American buys a mattress once every 7 years. That's not a lot of purchases. Particularly with the online world taking away a lot of sales from, you know, brick and mortar mattress stores.
There's mattress stores everywhere.
You have to wonder how there are so many of them, don't you?
Yeah, and every holiday it gets thrown in your head again because the President's Day sale,
Labor Day,
Memorial Day.
They're just inventing new holidays to sell mattresses.
It's Mattress Day. Yeah, well, that's pretty cool.
You have to wonder if there's another source of income that someone was looking to obfuscate.
You better sales. Be careful saying this on the air.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking the question.
There are a lot of mattress stores.
Yeah, there are. Anyway,
so the more important thing about this beer is that it was canned 4 days ago.
It's IPA, nice.
Super super fresh. Yeah. And that's kind of been our whole thing. You know, the last time we were up here and drinking beer with you guys, we were talking about the freshness that we do. And we're throwing a beer festival in October,
October
12th, called the Freshtival, which is just focused on fresh beer. We're going to have close to 70 breweries there, and they're all going to be bringing beer less than 7 days old.
Wow.
I got to say, I was looking at the website here, and since my eyes are going, I'm so old, and I literally thought it was the festival. And then her Linda was saying freshival, and I thought she'd had too many beers already.
We like to make things challenging to say after you've had a couple of beers.
So that's going to be at Sonoma Mountain Village over in Roanoke Park, which is really super cool. A great spot for that indoor-outdoor stage. Is there going to be music? And that's October 12th. What else can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're part of the Somo Village summer concert series.
Nice.
They've got a couple of other great concerts coming up that are worth checking out. And we're going to have some fun local bands. Like I said, we're going to have really cool breweries there. We're going to have obviously a lot of Hen House beer. We're going to have a lot of other Sonoma County breweries there. Lagunitas, Russian River, Bear
right.
Republic. But we'll also have some cool kid breweries from around the state. We'll have Cellar Maker there. Alvarado Street will
nice.
Be there. Temescal, Bottle Logic from down south, all sending less than 7-day-old beer. And then on the band front, the two that I have off the top of my head are Down Dirty Shake.
Yes.
Anthony. Anthony's great. Anthony works over
from
at Seismic Brewing Company.
Yeah.
They're doing something that is super, super cool. He just sprung this on me the other day. He was like, so it's all about fresh beer, so we're going to write some new music for the festival, and we're going to have fresh songs.
That's good.
And then we're going to have Van Gogh there as well, which would be really, really fun. They always put on a good show.
Now, Hen House is happening big time these days. Yeah. Mark, thoughts?
Well, there's a good reason. They make good beer. Their beers have always been good. Pardon me, their labels have always been fantastic. The names of their beers are good. And they back it up with good beer. They're doing an impressive job, so they deserve their success. Many breweries, are successful, and you can't figure out why, but I think in Colin's case, you can figure it out.
I'm really happy to hear you say that because we have a really big team that does a lot of work, and everybody pulls for beer quality. Everybody knows that. What matters, like we say, beer only matters when someone drinks it. excellent sound effects. everybody from our brewers to our packaging team to the warehouse team to the delivery drivers, the sales team, the retail team, everybody knows that it's their job to make sure that beer tastes delicious when someone actually drinks it.
Nice.
And I'm glad to hear that it translates.
Yeah, that's fantastic. As you grow, you got to work at keeping that that whole attitude going. That's fantastic.
You have some killer people, too. We had Fridge in about the Stumptown Beer and Rib Revival. That was so much fun having him in here, too.
Fridge is fantastic. We love having him on the team. And he's just doing so many things on his own that are amazing. We're going to GABF, the Great American Beer Festival, for the first time this year. And
direct flights from Santa Rosa to Denver now, too.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about
that. I know. We should charter
fact.
A plane, huh?
But we did a company lottery to see who could go to the festival. And Fridge didn't put his name in. And I was like, hey, man, like, Do you not want to go? And he was like, oh, no, I'm going with Visit Santa Rosa.
Yes.
I already figured out how I can do it. Well done, Fridge.
So the Freshtival, presented by Hen House Brewing, is coming up Saturday, October 12th. We'll talk more about that when we get closer to that date. It's a beer festival celebrating the art of freshness. Go to henhousebrewing.com.
And the freshness in beer is so important. I mean, the vast majority of beers are made to drink fresh. I mean, traditionally, that's the way it was always done. You drank it at the brewery or at the bar down the street. And so this is a chance to really enjoy that, and especially with today's beers, with all the hops. And you just have a chance to really have some great
and
beers.
And all the competition, too. I think it makes it harder to get fresh beer on the shelves at a grocery store or something, because even if, like, you're – there's so many to choose from. Even if you went through in every single day and grabbed new beers, you know, you're just not getting into everything in rotation.
Yeah, you're
you know?
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's really tough.
Are there going to be fresh hop beers, too?
So I've talked to a couple of people who are going to be making, like, fresh hop and wet hop beers for the festival. That's not the point of the festival.
Right.
If people want to do that and it's going to be less than 7 days old, we're all for it.
Yeah.
But we're not holding it.
What about, like, cheese and stuff, like fresh cheese and things like that? Is there going to be food there?
The first year. We want to do this every year. For this year, we wanted to be a kick-ass beer festival.
Okay.
And in the future, we might try and do bigger and crazier things. You know,
I'm sure you will.
There'll be food, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Colin at Hen House Brewing is with us on the Drive Brew Haha, brought to you by Hop Monk and the Beverage People. And am I missing anyone? I don't know.
Well, Hot Monk and Beverage People, we're very excited about having them on. And no, not right now. Also, how did they get tickets to go to this?
So tickets are available at henhousebrewing.com. It's an easy link there.
Can they go in and get some too? Or
we're not selling them at the tasting rooms.
Okay.
You've got to get them online. So it's either the Hen House Brewing website or the Somo Village website.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and it is, I failed to mention, at Somo Village in Roanard Park, October 12th. It is a Saturday. Okay.
And Steve, Hinhouse has the great tap room in Santa Rosa, but they also have, and there's food there, with food trucks at their tap room there, so it's a great place to hang out. But they also have a great tap room in Petaluma, right across from Lagunitas, which I call the world's most dangerous corner.
Every time we have everyone on, we always say, be careful running across
That's
McDowell.
It. Be careful there.
We generally refer to that as playing Frogger. we encourage people to bring a designated driver and park on both sides of the street.
There you go.
The Petaluma, so our Santa Rosa locations, our brewery, and distribution hub and the tasting room there kind of represents that. In Petaluma, we've got our barrel aging facility, and people keep being like, it's called the Palace of Barrels, and you don't have any barrel aged beers on them. Well, those take time. We're just over a year old there, and we're about to start having a lot more barrel aged beers coming out of there.
Please come on when those are ready.
But you have some great beers there. I was there with some friends, including my wife, and she had a beer that she really liked. I can't remember which one right now, but she really enjoyed it.
It could
so there's
be any
some
of
good
them.
Beers
I,
there. Yeah,
I assume all of our beers are very enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
How many beers are you guys making these days?
A lot. So we have 8 year-round beers, which includes the Conspiracy Series, of which Mattress Mafia is one.
Ah.
And the Conspiracy Series is now up to 14 different beers.
Tell us about the Conspiracy Series, because we're right now, like, in the political climate, in the science, all of those things. It's, like, interesting.
I don't want to get myself in trouble.
That's okay. We get ourselves in trouble every show.
I currently have a lot of folks on Twitter upset about the fact that we have a beer called Chemtrails.
I think that's
well,
awesome.
Take off your aluminum foil hats, people, and just chill out.
Now they're mad at you, too.
Somebody's doing a 3 Mile Island beer or something like that about the radiation thing.
Oh, the Bikini Atoll.
Yeah. And people are upset about that. I don't understand why people get upset. I mean, if we can't laugh at some of our craziness, like, we have to, right? And if you can drink it, even better.
The beer being good does help. So the other one that I brought today, which is super fresh, just got released today.
Did we leave it out
in the lobby. It's called Phantom Time. As we all know, the Holy Roman Emperor Otto, Pope Sylvester, and the Byzantine Emperor Constantine all got together and fabricated about 200 years of human history.
Council of Nicaea?
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm smarter than I look.
I don't know how that's possible. fabricated a couple hundred years of human history, including the entire Carolingian character and the fictitious character Constantine. Excuse me.
All right, listen. For this history lesson, please send a check to Mike DeWall. You're not getting this history lesson for free.
I'm here to educate the people.
Thank you, sir. Professor Collin is here from Hen House. I know I interrupted. Go ahead.
Realistically, we're actually about 217 years back. It's still the year. We're just coming into the 1800s right now, as we all know. As we all know is absolutely my favorite joke ever. It's a really great combination of words.
I think you need to have a beer that's called that now. As we all know.
As we all know.
We'll as try. We all know. Yeah.
You know what? I'm looking at the artwork on the webpage about the Freshtival. And I've done this a few times before. I'm looking at it, and I'm going, why are there artichokes all over this thing? And then somebody goes, Jackson, it's hops. Well, they do look like little artichokes.
Oh, it is hop season right now. Actually, there's people – like I want to – like people are picking and harvesting hops.
I'm sure it stopped,
right now.
Started already.
Yeah,
like
Scott Weiss that we had on before, you know, at Redwood Hill Farms. Like I wanted to try to have him on with you also to talk and stuff, and he's like, "I'm in the middle of harvesting. I'm covered in hops right now."
Absolutely, the hop harvest is an amazing thing, just because people don't realize how agricultural of a product beer is, particularly hop forward beer, and the hops have this insanely narrow harvest window, you know, and it's just like grapes where. When the hops are ready, you need to get them off the vine. You need to get the process.
All hands on deck,
yeah,
right?
And it's 24 hours a day. And it, you know, most of the hops in the United States are grown up in Oregon and Washington in the Willamette and Yakima Valleys, respectively. And during harvest, it's all hands on deck. It's all hours of every day. It's, you know, like get everything out of the field as quickly as possible, get it processed, get it in the warehouse. And they do – the hop farmers of the the hop farmers of the world are really the heroes of making beer. What we do is not possible without what they do.
Are you using Admiral Malting malts at all from up in Alameda?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
So I started my brewing career. I would hate to lead anybody to believe I'm still a brewer. I'm solidly a desk jockey these days. But I used to brew, and my first brewing job was actually at Thirsty Bear in San Francisco.
Ron Silberstein, yeah.
Who owns Admiral Malting.
Mm-hmm. Dave McLean, from formerly of Magnolia.
Right. When Admiral got going, you know, we already knew Ron. We had a good relationship, and we were really, really excited to work with them. Terroir in beer, you know, a taste of place, is so challenging to achieve. And locally grown malt is one of the biggest ways that we're actually able to do that. Because, you know, while we can grow hops here, it's really challenging economically to produce a viable amount of hops. Like, the quality of hops locally can be great. But to find, you know, 1,000 acres to open up a hop farm in Sonoma County, like, the wine growers are going to beat you out every single time. So, to get real terroir in California beers, malt is absolutely the way to do it because we've got the Central Valley.
Right.
Mark?
Yeah, and Admiral's using all California malt.
Grains. Actually, let's tell people what the malt part is since we're like really
talking about. Malted barley is barley that's been grown and then taken into the malt house, and it's soaked in water for a couple days, and then it's allowed to sprout. And it's that sprouting process that makes an enzyme change in the malt. So when we take it to our breweries and cook it, we can make sugar because we have to make sugar to have beer. The wine guys got it made. All they have to do is squeeze a grape. We have to make our sugar.
I just want to go back and emphasize that Mark Carpenter just implied I was a brewer, which I take as the highest order of compliment.
You're a brewer.
You know,
who's your brewer then?
So Mike Guilford's our head brewer.
Bring him in one day.
I would love
barrel
to.
Stuff going.
Yeah.
Mark, talk about Phantom Time.
Phantom Time is again. It's just another great beer. It doesn't have the floral taste of the Mafia, but it's got a nice spicy taste, and it's pale and it's delicious.
A little more malty
and very satisfying beer. Again.
Okay, we're wrapping up this week's Drive Brouhaha, the Freshtival, a beer festival celebrating the art of freshness. Is going to be in October, Saturday, October 12th.
Put it in your calendar.
At Soma Village in Rohnert Park with Hen House.
Wait.
Yeah, this is going to be a cool event. And we'll talk about it, of course, when we get closer to that date. And I guess they're going to have artichokes.
So I see you have the Bay Area.
You're going to have artichokes.
Yeah, now, listen,
now we apparently need to.
I'll solve it for you. If they're right side up, they're artichokes. If they're upside down, they're hops.
Those are
How's
hops.
How's that?
Yeah, okay.
That's
well, that
an easy
helps.
Mnemonic.
That helps. Okay. Yeah, because these are upside down, but they look like artichokes.
Yeah.
But
so I see you have like Bay Area Brewers Guild sponsoring, like when he was scrolling up on there.
Oh, yeah. So it's a fundraiser for the Bay Area Brewers Guild. The,
okay, cool.
The San Francisco Brewers Guild this year kind of expanded, and it's including all of the Bay Area counties now. It's called
Fantastic.
The Bay Area Brewers Guild.
And it says drink. Baybeer.com.
Absolutely.
I like that.
That's their website. And they're doing a really good job of trying to promote drinking local craft beer, Bay Area craft beer, and all of the breweries that are making it. All the folks involved in that, the board of directors, Joanne, who's the executive director, and all the members are super rad. It's a super cool organization.
Joanne's cool.
And they're just getting it off the ground this year to really promote Bay Area beer. And so we wanted to support that. So the Freshtival, which is about pushing fresh beer, is going to support the organization that supports all the breweries that make that fresh beer,
like
which I think is cool.
In Germany, like every town, every village has their fresh local beer.
Okay. Sorry.
Out
of time. Colin from Hen House, thanks, buddy. Good to see you again.
You as well. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we'll have you in before the October Freshtival and talk more about it. Mark Carpenter, as always, thanks, buddy.
My pleasure, buddy.
And Herlinda is back. We'll be back.